I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts A to Z on KDFC. Today, a bit of an odd couple, Fantasia and Fugue. Speaking generally, a fantasia or fantasy isn't really constrained by a whole lot of rules. It's more of a showpiece for the creativity and virtuosity of the composer or performer. Usually in solo keyboard works, a fantasia is meant to sound spontaneous and improvisatory. A fugue, on the other hand, does have some basic rules, as Glenn Gould demonstrated in this piece for four singers called So You Want to Write a Fugue.
So you want to write a fugue.
Fugues start with a distinctive opening subject that's answered imitatively by another voice with the same subject.
So you want to write a fugue.
Often starting on a different pitch, and with some of the notes changed slightly to keep in the right key. If a third voice enters, it might be answered the same way by a fourth. As each new line comes in with the subject, the previous voice continues with a counter-subject that follows the rules of counterpoint and harmony. The word fugue has its roots in the Latin word fuga, to chase or to flee. After all the independent voices are in and on their way, maybe they modulate to a new key, teasing out ideas from material in the subject and counter-subjects, exploring the possibilities offered by the subject itself. What does the theme sound like if it's played backwards, or twice as fast, or slow, or turned upside down? Finally, the main theme returns in the original key, and all the voices get to have their last say before arriving at the end. In this chromatic fantasia and fugue by Bach, the spontaneity and flash of the fantasia is balanced by the puzzle-like precision of the fugue. The listener hears each of those returns of the main subject, and if the composer was successful, knows the piece has finished solving the problem. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.